traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Anyways, I've been severely hated for this thing.
I feel like people hate you for so many other reasons as well.
That's true. Same with you.
Why is this happening?
No one told you,
No,
bro.
Because I don't have a barber.
You don't need one, bro. You got hair plugs. The slime thing never really took off,
but it became global.
Like, I could go any country in the world and kids will yell to me, slime, slime. I stopped. I got off the internet. It had such a devastating effect on my life. I was like, this is so unhealthy.
Yeah, because you're a beacon of health, aren't you? The gender reveal is not the big deal.
First of all, we're not calling it a gender reveal. He told me I agreed to do it if we didn't call it that.
What are we calling it?
It's a party. What are you complaining about, dude?
Bro, how about this? Wait, look at your hair. Look at my hair.
Hello, hello.
What?
Hello?
That's what I'm complaining about.
All right.
You got the Pee Wee Herman flow going on right now.
All right. Let's maybe strap in. Hello, hello.
You look like Tony Danza. You look like the lead singer Guns N' Roses at a charity concert. Yo, you look crazy. You got the bowl cut with the extensions on it.
It's not extensions, dude.
No, dude, it's real hair. It's his real hair.
It's Jake Paul's, bro. Kid looks like a labradoodle.
Jake looks good with that hair.
In whose context, bro? In whose nightmare?
Everyone.
Okay, go ahead, do it.
Kind of just set it up kind of nice for you.
It's like his first time doing this.
I know, I can tell.
Why am I being judged?
Because I can see you struggling.
Do I look like I'm struggling? Go, start the show. I do this on my own.
I can't. I'm not feeling it.
The vibes aren't right with you.
Well, it's not. It's his fault. It's a guest fault.
Why?
It's the first time I literally
was here before both of you guys. I've been waiting for like 30 minutes.
That is true.
You also haven't even looked at him. You haven't even acknowledged
him. Zero eye contact.
That's crazy.
I won't.
Look me in the fucking eyes right now.
I'm not going to look at you, Oliver.
Look at me.
Absolutely not. You're like Medusa with that snake hair of yours.
Bro, stop.
Look you in the eye,
stop.
Turn to concrete.
Shit's crazy.
Turn to stone. Shit's make
crazy.
Eye contact with
you know,
Oliver.
You look like Sonny Bono.
All right.
You know like, why he's been here for 30 minutes?
I came here to get fucking roasted.
No,
man.
I don't
came
here 30 minutes.
Hold on. Neanderthal looking just motherfuckers.
Like, hiding outside the warehouse like a little homeless man. I swear to God, the gate opened yesterday, the warehouse, and I see Oliver Tree coming around the corner. I was like, dude, who's this homeless guy coming on my property? Oh, that's Oliver.
I don't even think you can say the word homeless anymore.
Yeah,
bro.
You're already canceled out
the gate.
Wow. You outgrew that. Outgrew that term.
I think it's home displaced.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not funny. Don't fucking laugh at it.
I'm not laughing.
With your fucking, how much is your watch?
I mean,
you can't be laughing like that when you wear a watch like that.
Secondary or retail?
I don't know. Whatever was worth more.
You could open it. You could open it.
Okay, secondary.
It's 250.
$250, get the fuck out of here for that piece of shit. Let me see this. Let me see what you're paying. You really love to just throw it down the drain.
100%.
I seen this fucking dinosaur.
What's wrong, dude?
Who the fuck needs a dinosaur, dude?
Dude,
I went in there, he's like, look at this dinosaur. I'm like, yeah, is it real? It looks like it's concrete. And he's like, well, it's 2% real. It's a $500,000. He's like, there's a map that shows the one tooth that's real.
Bro, he's combining
it.
7 stories.
I'm just saying it as I see
it
from an outsider.
It's 66%
real.
You
could get one of these for like $5. You've seen Timex. They make a very similar blue.
No, but that one's 67% real. That's why I just like the dinosaur.
What are you paying for exactly? It's so you can come on your podcast and rub it into your guests.
You asked me how much it was.
I didn't ask.
I didn't hear shit.
The camera will play it back.
Play it
There's
back.
Literally no reason for you to have a watch that's silver, basic ass bitch like that. At least get one of the ones that looks like a kid's toy.
Bro, you're
what are those ones called?
You're coming in way too hot for me.
Coming in hot, you said, oh, I brought what? It's the guest's fault. That's the first thing you've said.
Yeah, that
we
is
haven't
crazy.
Even started the podcast.
It is, bro.
When are you going to start it? You haven't even done the official start.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Can you pretend like you're having fun?
Welcome back.
I came
to
a long way, dude.
Welcome back to Impulsive. I can't do it. It's because it's not fun with you.
Why? We had so much fun last night, and now the vibes are wrong. What happened? Mike came. Look at him, dude.
You're gonna blame it on me.
Well, you flew in from Turkey to get the hair plugs. What happened?
That was a long time ago. And clearly it didn't work as well as you. You look like you have a fucking Party City wig on.
Dude,
you
I went can't to
the,
your
I
hair.
Told him the I dollar can party give store. Hair follicles. I can give you some of my hair.
I like how he says follicles.
Follicles.
It's a follicle molecule.
Wait, can I? Would I be able to borrow
some? Yes, you could. Yeah. Also, you can use, I have a lot of pubes. Those will do really good in the top part. That's where really thick.
I'll take either the hair or the mustache.
Curly, too. Match your curls.
Your hair's crazy, and it's real.
It's real.
I tugged on it yesterday for some time. Dude, I thought it was a wig. Caleb, the first time he came on the podcast, I was like, this guy wears wigs. He's a goofball. But this is his real, actual hair.
I'm not doing it.
Dude, it's real.
What is this, a Hollywood ritual? Is that an embarrassment?
Pull the fucking hair, Mike.
Pull his hair.
Pull his hair. Dude, I'm going to get fucked.
Yeah.
All right, not so hard.
Sorry, I'm on testosterone.
All dude, right. I meant to ask you. Well, this is my fiance Nina when she was a baby.
Okay.
And I was wondering
have
if
I met Nina.
You met Nina. Yeah, you met her multiple times.
This I is love her, Nina.
Did you
Let
get inspired
this.
By her haircut oh when she was a baby? Well,
how old is she? When was that taken?
She's probably like 19.
She's 19.
She's 19 in that, bro. What kind of stunted growth situation? What was she drinking?
So this was a few years ago.
That's why you got to drink milk, bro.
This was a couple years ago.
Insane.
Wait, what's
bro.
Your question?
Did you get inspired by
I
her
have
haircut?
I don't know what year that was taken.
No, why? It was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
She was 19. And now in 3 years, she's 30, 32. She has a weird Danish aging schedule.
It's the Benjamin Button syndrome. Yeah. Dude, I have to say this because that, if I'm not mistaken, it's black and white, right?
Yeah.
So this is an older photograph.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah, it was taken at OK Corral, dude. Yeah. Exactly.
Let me see.
That is Nina.
Yes.
Oh, sorry,
so
what?
This picture, based on the photo quality, based on the lumens from the light, I'm assuming this was probably 96, 97.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So when I was 1994, I got my first bowl cut. So this is, that predates this by at least 2 to 3 years.
You're okay. Saying she jocked her style.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. And also, I was a child actor, and I was pretty big in all of the Danish territories, including Greenland.
No way. You'd be lucky to be big in Little Rock,
Greenland?
Arkansas, brother.
Wait, Greenland is Greenland? Danish territory.
It doesn't matter whose territory it is. There's no people there. There's
yes,
never
there
been...
is. There's no. a huge community. There's a huge Danish community.
Okay, what are the people of Greenland called?
Greenies.
That's a bone for dogs that brushes their teeth. I'm not even kidding. It's a
Greenlanders.
Greenlanders.
No, they're called Greenish, and they don't exist.
All right.
And guess what?
Are you conspiracy
and even
theories?
If they didn't, and maybe I am. I'm sitting next to a conspiracy, a walking conspiracy. You think he's not drank adrenochrome today?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, ask him about it.
Something to look into.
What is it?
Don't worry about
I
it.
I actually
dude.
Don't know. I think it's like the blood of a lamb, a baby lamb.
It's not. It's a substance taken from the adrenal gland in the human body. Alex Jones, I don't know. Sorry, what were you saying about your hair?
I want to get it cut right now. I have my guy waiting outside. Can I bring him in?
Huh? Your barber's here right now?
Yeah. Can we bring in Bossy?
Yeah.
Bro, I got the number one Puerto Rican barber. This dude runs the island.
Oh, dog, what the
What's up,
fuck?
What's up? Excuse me?
What up, bro?
Do I jump over this shit?
No, you...
Here,
yeah, make yourself at home. Just set up anywhere. Yeah.
Right this way. Just step on it.
I don't want to stain it.
I mean, he could just go around.
Here, I'll take the craftsman.
Why has he got a toolbox?
You hop over. Because it's legit.
I'll fix him the plumbing later.
Who the... Why didn't you just get Jeff Wittick or something?
Bro, Jeff Wittick is a hack. That whole eye thing wasn't even legit.
It was for clout.
So true.
He did it
it's
for clout.
It's so true, bro. He can see. I saw him, bro. I saw him do an eye chart the other day. It was perfect, bro. He got every letter.
All right, I'm taking these off.
Yeah, you don't got it. You don't gotta
I don't even know why you have to wear these. Anyways.
No, you don't.
We're like
two inches.
We're sitting next to each other. Dude, why are you in Puerto Rico?
I came here. Why don't you tell him?
All right.
When is this going to be like a serious thing? I came here to have a legit serious conversation. Yeah. You guys just come out being assholes.
Yeah.
Cool. I said nothing. Well, I've been nothing
Logan's
but
Logan's been pretty nice,
you.
But you came out it's swinging.
It's untrue.
You no. pulled up in the car, started calling me. You said I looked like Rumpelstiltskin.
No, no, I did.
I said it's the Green Goblin, the Lego piece.
I said Rapunzel.
I told you no. That was my thing. You said something about letting down my hair. I said you could Rapunzel up on this dick. That's it. You're stealing my fucking lines for the camera now.
Oh, I do that a lot. I steal jokes from my
friends. I see that. We did that yesterday. I hear. I would say thing, and he would say it louder. Right. Everyone was laughing only because he was a. That's what he did in school. I'm sure. 100%. Right?
I'm a joke thief.
I love it.
Because you have good jokes, but the thing is, like, no one really like your like presence is not really felt.
Right. It's like felt not heard kind of thing, right? 100%. You have to like feel it, 100%. But you don't hear it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of in the background.
Yeah.
Is it boom mic necessary?
It's just insane. What is this doing, I was just looking at it.
What's going on with this? We have fucking, all these cameras. Why here. Do you have this? What's really going on?
Why do you have this athletic sock wrapped around the microphone?
That's like a little piece of underwear or something.
Yeah, what the hell, dude?
That's crazy. I've never seen something
that's
like
futuristic.
That. Yeah.
You've got a big budget with this thing, man.
Oliver, here's why you're...
Why can't you talk about it?
You're
you
in Puerto Rico. No, I'll talk.
Tell us. We should tell Mike what's really going on.
I'll tell you something.
Mike doesn't even know yet. We haven't told him.
My fiance Nina's pregnant.
Oh, congrats.
That is so loud.
No, it's fine.
Don't worry about it. It'll be done before you know it.
It's fine.
I wouldn't worry about it. Here, keep going. Tell him the story because he doesn't know.
Actually, would you guys mind doing this in the other room?
No, we're not going to do it in the other room.
That, and just let me and Mike do this pod?
Yeah, we'll just turn my mic off. Here.
No, but what if you have to say something? That's the thing.
Well, how do I say something in the other room?
So you're going to do this right now?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
All right, well.
This is the only time I have.
He's
busy. I'm busy.
My guy just shot me a text. My haircut guy. He was in the neighborhood and he's actually outside. Do you mind if he comes and cuts my hair as well?
So what? He can cut your hair and I have to leave?
No, you could stay because we'll then both be getting haircuts.
I guess, yeah, you could.
Adam, do you want to set up? All right. Let's pull this forward a little
bit.
Fire.
The fuck is going on right now? What do you mean get up? Where am I going?
This is a disaster.
No.
None of this is going to be usable. Should we just start over starting now? No. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'll pull this side of the couch for you.
Just, yeah, Adam, it's a little tight. All right, man. That's good.
Do you think you have enough prime stuff facing the cameras? Jesus fucking Christ.
You got this product ain't going to sell itself, brother.
I noticed that you push it a lot more than KSI. I see as your thing's just prime, and then KSI maybe once every blue moon he'll do something.
No, but the value of a KSI plug is 10x a Logan Paul plug.
That's true. Logan doesn't have the push he had in 2022. Look at this. He has to have the fucking thing.
It's an armrest.
That's bad.
Just some leaning on it. He does his part.
What does he do?
How dare you talk shit about KSI?
I love KSI. He's so much cooler than you.
Oh, no, yeah, he is. Yeah,
I love JJ.
Yeah, he's great.
Mike, have you met him?
No, but Logan's telling me I can in the future.
I can intro you.
Hey, listen, thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this video. You guys have used my old code so much. We got a brand new code. They want to hook you up with a new special offer. Everyone can use the code LOGAN10 for 10% off any tickets on SeatGeek, whether you're a new customer or not.
Team
concert season's back. Artists like Drake, Nicki Minaj, Hozier, Bad Bunny, Oliver Tree are on tour. You already know SeatGeek is the best place to get the tickets or get your tickets to my next WWE event. No matter how many times you've bought tickets for using SeatGeek before, Logan10 is going to get you 10% off your next order. So take out your phone, open the SeatGeek app, and add the code Logan10 to your account. What are you waiting for? Do it now, because this offer is only available for a limited time. Thanks, SeatGeek. Back to the show.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, Adam?
What's up, man?
Dude, so...
What are you going to get?
So I feel like I've been a little, like it's kind of messy on the sides.
Yeah.
And the back in some parts feels maybe a little too voluminous.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Tighten up.
Is this a good angle?
Yeah, we can work
it out. Thank you, bro. Let me.
A cape on you?
Yeah, I'll probably do the cape. I'll probably do the cape. All right, so yeah, Nina's pregnant.
Congrats.
Yes,
nice.
Thank you.
That's
and
awesome.
And it turns out that
the baby's father is right here.
Bro. Well, congrats, Oliver.
Yo.
Thank you, guys.
That'd
thank
be
you.
Insane. Comes out with that little fucking haircut.
I know. Well, I said she'll get the haircut. The kids will have it, too.
That's insane.
Whole family.
I don't think I ever saw a Danish person live in a trailer before. You guys are going to have a cute little family.
What does that mean?
Oh.
I don't live anywhere, bro. Whoa, you got my ear. Gentle.
So the baby actually turns out does have a gender.
The baby? The rapper?
Yeah,
the rapper. Defunct rapper has a gender?
Defunct rapper.
Are you serious?
No. So
what's
his
gender?
We're doing a gender reveal this weekend, a fun little gender reveal party. All my friends and family are here. They're actually all right behind the camera. This room is
whole
packed.
Family? This is epic.
I've never seen this many cameras, I think, in my life. There's like 9 cameras in
this
room.
Yeah, there's so many cameras. Why is there so many cameras?
We'll get into that later.
Maybe we'll tell Mike when there's some more appropriate.
But I asked Oliver to be a part of the gender reveal party, and he said yes. So we got Oliver Tree, even though you talk shit about me.
When?
And last time I saw you, I was in the middle of a WWE ring, and you were holding signs in the crowd.
They loved me out there. I had all these fuck Logan Paul signs, and they were cheering me. They were roaring as I walked down the hallway. It was insane, dude. I remember the night before you came to my show, and I was like, I'm going to try to get him to boo you. And we were in Cleveland, hometown. He's like, bro, good luck. They'll never do it. They started a fuck Logan Paul chant on their own, dude. I was a hero. I came out in his hometown. I was the fucking hometown hero.
You hopped out because I tied your ass up.
What?
Tied your ass up.
Yeah, that was bad, bro. He came on stage. My security had to fucking escort him out. He was acting crazy.
I tied Oliver Tree up in the back. Then I dressed as Oliver Tree and started singing his songs.
It was
by the way,
awful,
anyone
dude.
Can do that. Anyone can sing Oliver's songs and just be just as good.
Guys, that's true. I'll give you that.
Guys, what the fuck is going on right now, dude? Why is this happening? Why is there a fucking tandem fucking barber going on right now? Haircut.
No one told you,
no,
bro.
Because I don't have a fucking barber.
You don't need one, bro. You got hair plugs.
They still need to be cut.
Oh, I thought they just put them in and it stuck like that.
Hey, I have hair plugs and
you?
Feelings.
I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with it. You look great.
And you've upset both of them.
Well, guess what? I'm stuck looking like this. So
dude,
you're doing
when
much
you
better
said
than
that
me.
On the podcast the first time, I thought you were joking. You really stuck like that.
I am. It's crazy. Bro, when I'm in the water too, I truly look like a Lego piece. Just boom, boom. Like, it's crazy.
Do you have a story with Mike in Cleveland? Didn't you guys do something?
Yeah.
You guys did something in Cleveland.
There was a crazy thing that went down. So...
Oh,
yes.
My God.
So
bro.
You were supposed to be there. I don't know. You were preparing for your wrestling match maybe or something. But
we were at your show.
Yeah, it was after.
And we got on stage, which is awesome.
You were on stage. I don't remember that.
Sorry. I looked on stage. Like I made eye contact with people that
I
were on
stage. I don't recall that. I had my glasses, so it's hard for me to see.
It wasn't you. It was like the backup drummer. I think you had like a backup drummer. And then afterwards, we went out.
Devin, he has a name. Yeah, the guy who's behind the drummer.
Yeah, the reverse drummer.
Behind my guy, Jake.
And then we went out for a bite to eat in, like, Columbus.
Yeah, it was a bar, I think. And I'm sober, I don't drink.
Yeah.
We're in this bar, and they shut it down. And it's just us, and there's a couple of locals, like, the main people who are, like, keeping the place alive.
Yeah.
So it's just us. It's like a Tuesday night or something like that.
Yeah.
I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Real hometown, right. Ohio type shit.
So we're there, right? We're chilling. They shut the place down. And Mike's like, we should order a pizza. I'm like, can you do that? Can you order a pizza to a bar?
Yeah.
They bring the pizza. Place is shut down completely. There's like literally two guys who own the place there working. And all of a sudden, I have some of my friends coming in, my crew. And one of them crosses the street. And basically someone follows him from across the bar, from across the street. And... manages to kind of weasel their way into the bar. This is a fully closed bar. You cannot get in. And so this guy gets in. I think he's just a friend of his because he comes in with them essentially, but he was a little delayed.
Yep.
So he comes in, he's wasted out of his mind. So I, as a sober person, I don't have much of a threshold for wasted people who are like say the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Like, this guy comes in, to put it in perspective, he knocks over a cup. That's the first thing.
Spills it
all
everywhere.
Over the table.
And it wasn't just like a small cup. It was like a pitcher.
Yeah.
It was like a barrel.
It's all over the thing. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm like, just reading this. This guy has, you know, wasted energy. And he's trying to talk. And I'm having a super deep conversation with Mike. And I was so energized by our
conversation. That moment.
We're talking about slime energy and this whole idea.
The collaboration.
Like, and trying to build. It was like a really inspiring conversation. So we're deep in it. And this person just keeps kind of butting in. And I'm like trying to be cordial and nice. And be like, oh, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? And I'm eating pizza while this is happening. And then basically we're having, I'm like kind of trying to direct my energy back to our conversation because I was really excited by it. And all of a sudden this guy's like, yo, like, shake my hand. And I'm like, I'm like eating pizza and I have grease all over my hands. I'm like, yo, let me give you a pound, like out of politeness, because I don't want to get like grease on his hands.
For sure.
This is like a formality of just politeness.
100%.
So I'm trying to be nice. And he's like, you fucking celebrities are all the same. You fucking shake my hand. I was like, bro, there's grease all over my hand. I can shake your hand right now. I've got pizza in my hand. And anyone who knows me knows I'm the messiest eater. Yeah. I got shit all over my fucking face. Anyways, this guy gets super mad and he's like, what the fuck's wrong? And I was like, bro, who are you with? Who do you know here? Yeah. This is a private thing. And he's like, you're a fucking piece of shit, Paul. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm like, because it takes me a lot to get there. I really, like, treat everyone with respect. I don't care if you're, like, literally a billionaire or someone who's literally homeless on the street. I will treat you with the same level of respect. It does not matter. But
you left out the part when his check came, hit the guy that was pressing us, his card got declined. Oh. And Oliver starts saying, like, oh, you're fucking poor. Like,
I never said that.
No.
All right, Mike, let me just tell this story because this is a good story.
Sorry.
All right, so this guy goes out. He's like freaking out on me. And I'm just like, get this fucking guy out of here. There's always security. Usher this dude out. So he's outside. He's still waiting outside for me.
Knocking on the windows.
He's literally knocking out. My camera guy was with me. Steve. He was there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, Steve, go out. Interview this guy. We need the footage for our documentary because we always just get footage of people talking shit on me. And most of the time we tell them to talk shit on me. This guy, we did not have to tell him. We're like, bro, this is gold. We got to get him. So he goes to interview the guy. He's like venting to him about how I wouldn't shake his hand, all this stuff. Just wasted the, like, just saying the, in a loop, saying the same thing over and over again.
Celebrities, man.
They're all the same, man. Worst kind of person.
Yeah.
He's probably friends with the Paul brothers. Anyways, just getting a golden interview from this guy. So my friend is, after he starts saying the same thing over and over again, it's time to wrap up the interview. So he makes his way towards the thing. And as he's coming in, a guy is trying to come into the bar and chokes my friend.
Yes, Steve.
And pushes his way in. So another person now is snuck into the bar as well.
Yeah.
And a girl is behind him and comes in behind him. So we didn't really notice. We didn't think anything of it. And the guy walks through, goes to the
bathroom.
So we just think, okay, maybe he's works here or whatever. I didn't think twice about it. Steve comes up. He's like, this guy choked me, blah, blah, blah. We're like, what are you talking about, dude? Chill out. He's
so like, quick table on that. Imagine the vibe we're in right now. Like, there's a lot of shit starting to go down around us. Like, we thought it was just going to be a calm
Columbus Tuesday night,
kicking it, eating pizza, talking about slime articles of incorporation. Mm-hmm. And before you
I
know
told
it,
him I would give him a percentage of the company, which I know you didn't do with Prime.
Correct.
And I was like, this is your way to make amends.
Yeah.
Like, I'll, on behalf of the Paul brothers, I can
and
connect
you.
And
I was so happy. I was so happy, bro. I was so
you were lit up, bro. He was glowing like he was pregnant.
Yeah.
He was like Nina. It was crazy, bro. He was just glowing.
All right,
anyways,
go ahead.
So we're having this conversation and Steve's butting in. And he's like, dude, this guy, we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, he choked me. And we're like, bro. I love Steve to death. He's a brother of mine, but he's like the most dramatic guy. If he sees a bug, there's an ant in the room, and he'll come into my room and he's like, I can't sleep.
Kill it.
But, you know, he's a legend. So anyway, Steve's saying this. We're like, all right, whatever, man. And all of a sudden, we're having this combo, and another guy comes over from there, and he's like, there's a man with a gun in the bathroom. He pointed a gun at me. We're like, what the fuck are you talking about? He worked there, though. This was a guy who worked there. He went to the back, and he said there's a
girl
in there.
ODing.
She's sick in the bathroom, and he went to ask if she was okay, and the guy had a gun pointed at her and pointed the gun at him. And so now we're like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, like, and within a couple of minutes, all of a sudden, police
force,
they're knocking on the door. Trying to get it. Yeah. Police can't even get into the bar, but somehow these other strangers managed to get in. Police are not, we're like, what is going on
and
here?
And it was like a task force. Yeah. It wasn't just
there's,
like,
I remember at first there was three, and then
it was like
those
50.
Three came in, they walk into the back. Now there's like four more that come in, all these police cars out the front. We're eating our pizza, trying to talk about slime. And it's actually fucking crazy because Next thing we know, there's like five officers pulling this dude out. He's wrapped up. And then Steve's like, there he is. That's the guy. And now the guy's looking at us. We're like, bro, this dude is going to find us out
there.
He's making eye contact with us. You don't get to. This is not how this works.
He made it so obvious, bro. He's like, that's him.
That's the guy. We're like, bro, why would you do this? We have to go into witness protection now.
In Columbus.
I got to change my maiden name, dude.
Wait, they already had him.
What?
Why did he insist on pointing out?
That's no what idea. We couldn't figure out. We're like, it's already done. It's a done dealer. Six dudes on him.
He decided to testify that
all right.
night.
So next thing we know, they pull him out. We're like, all right, it's chill. And then the next thing, a fucking ambulance rolls in.
They got the girl on the gurney coming out.
This is
oh
funny,
God.
But it was just so, it was like a movie. We're literally, now there's a paramedic with a gurney rolling in. We're like, we're just eating the pizza. We're like, what the fuck is going on in Columbus? We're in Cleveland or Columbus?
I think it might have been Cleveland. Cleveland. Wait, like, did you get Cleveland all shit. Of it on, is a lot of that documented?
None of it's documented.
Fuck.
That's why we're documenting it here.
Yeah.
So long story short, next thing we know, they're pulling out the girl in the stretcher. She's got the mouthpiece on. They're rolling her out. And we're just like, what goes on here in this town? And then I thought about you and your brother. And I was like, this makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It started adding up. I was like, I get it now. I get the Paul brothers.
That was a crazy night, bro.
Also, I just want to say, this dude, I introduced him to Jake. So this is Bossy. He's the number one. This guy's the number one barber in not just San Juan, but all of the island. And this dude, he was the guy. So wait, do you have the earring on? Yeah. See this earring?
Yeah.
Why do you think Jake wears the same fucking earring? Bossy introduced so much to Jake. Jake got his haircut based on Bossy's. Bossy has the same cut under the hat. So I just want to say this guy is super influential figurehead. And I've known him from Cali. We go way back. So he was actually stationed out there for the Marine Corps.
Yeah, back when you were buff on steroids.
Yeah, so he knew me when I was ripped.
Shit.
I was using steroids the same time you were using steroids.
Yesterday?
What year? Where you're still on them. I see the shape of his head just keeps getting bigger.
I do have a big head. No, my head's not. My head's kind of small.
I wouldn't go that
far.
Come
on, I have a small head.
It's oblongo. It's
my barber has seen a lot of heads.
What shape would you describe
Oblongado. It's the, what
yeah,
is
it's oblong.
Like a rhombus?
No, it's a lemon.
What'd you say, a rhombus? Rhombatic?
It's oddly shaped, bro. It keeps changing.
No, it doesn't.
It's A. I'll say this. Whatever the haircut you guys are doing is not going to save that
dude,
head.
Every time he combs it, it gets more.
It's not going to do anything.
Into a new shape.
I didn't know you guys went so far back.
So we go way back. He knew me when I was juiced up, bro. I had roid rage back then. And tell him about my music.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
He knew
his music's
that's
everywhere.
He knew my music before he knew it was me. He was cutting my hair and didn't know it was my music.
I never pictured him on that music.
No one does. The guy who sings.
Let me ask you a question. What would you picture this guy on?
No,
if there wasn't.
If I see him.
Yeah, you don't know he's a musician.
I don't know what he did.
Yeah, what would you guess?
Like, he could be anything.
He could be anything.
No, but give me the first thing that comes to mind.
Well, I'll give him the artist.
Okay, assume artist.
That's
yeah.
Those guys would not give me that.
No, assume artist was subtracted. What's next?
Damn.
Bro, damn. Come on, how bad is it?
Damn.
No, it's
what'd he say? What'd he say?
It's an English speaking broadcast.
We need a translator.
I would say, I don't know. I don't want to go there.
Your barber hates you. Thank you.
Your barber hates you.
What would you say?
I would say,
well, yeah, what were like you guys going to say?
Fast food, laundromat?
No. Imagine this. Imagine.
Like a dry cleaners? A laundromat.
This is the easiest way. You have a fridge air. Refrigerator at your house, right? Mm-hmm. And the thermostat on it's broken. You can't get it to go down.
Yeah, he comes over.
Shows up with a Maytag like employee like thing on that says Oliver, and he's like,
"What's wrong with blue collar workers,
nothing whatsoever,
Mike? You never worked a fucking day in your life. What? You worked at a furniture store for 2 months?
I'll have you know, I've run dog camps."
All right.
I've surveyed.
What, you were one of those people with like 20 dogs on the leashes?
Yeah.
That's like the funnest job ever. Okay, go on.
It's awesome. I've surveyed land.
Land surveyor, bro. You're getting paid to walk around for hours in the beautiful outdoors.
I got one. Yeah. So when you go through the drive-thru,
Yeah.
You pull up on the window?
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No one's saying there is. They're simply saying you replicate or
you're forcing them to say it.
No, they're not. There's no force.
You're trying to get back at me because I talked about the trip to Turkey, and I'm sorry about that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I promoted the trip to Turkey.
I know. That's how you
Smile
got the
Hair
free.
Clinic. Use code Mike for 200 euros off at Smile Hair Clinic.
Okay,
Istanbul's
bro.
Premier
Bro, I got
hair
a crazy story.
Clinic.
I got a crazy story.
What?
About Turkey trips for surgery.
Oh.
So, a friend of a friend, my girlfriend's friend, she went to Turkey and got a boob job. And she returned and got really ill, like violently ill. And she thought that her body was rejecting the implants. And then she went to the doctor to get checked up. And she was like, oh, I'm really sick. I think my body is not... doing well with these implants. And they're like, did tests on her and wanted to see what was going on. And she was like, they're like, it's all comes back normal. You're totally fine. Your body's not rejecting the implants. And
the implants were rejecting her.
Stop.
Yo, they were just barfing her up.
Anyways, let me go on with the story here. I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I.
Long story short, she kept getting sick. And then, bro, you look like my grandpa right now. I love this haircut. You're
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hired military vet, right?
This is good. Whatever you're doing, keep doing this. Keep going shorter too. I want you to be bald by the end of this.
I'm
gonna
be bald eventually.
I love it.
So
afraid to
do your bald. No,
you're
I think
good. Don't worry,
make him
about
look
it.
Ridiculous,
it's all good.
No, dude. If you Google Oliver Tree, there's some wild shit on there.
No, the thing is, if I he likes the bowl cut like up here.
Yeah.
If I
gotta take at least 2 inches off.
Clipper, and
no, yeah. The issue is you're moving around a lot.
Mike, are you listening? This is where the story gets good.
He said Google Oliver Tree, and I had to do it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm listening.
So this story is crazy. So she keeps feeling sick. So then she's like, I got to go to the doctor, see what's really gone. So more tests. They do more tests. And then they look at her and they're like, hey, like, we think we figured it out. Have you noticed any scars on your body? And the girl was like, no. Because she was so like focused on looking at her breasts that she couldn't even, because that's obviously like so obvious that that's such a crazy change in your life. And you're like, that would be the big change. And they're like, yeah, you have a scar right here. And she went to a clinic and they had removed her fucking, one of her kidneys.
They took a kidney?
And then the place just disappeared and they changed, you know what I mean? So like they, and there was a bunch of people who it happened to. So this is why you have to be careful going to Turkey, saving money on a trip. And Turkey's great. I love Turkey. I played shows there. I'm not, but you know, and plastic surgery is just dangerous in general, but that's a crazy, and it was on the news.
They took her
kidneys.
Bro, I don't believe
this is a real fucking story. This happens.
Dr. Arrowgod at Smile Hair Clinic would never take your kidney.
All right, well, you gotta make sure you do
your
research.
Fucking kidney.
This is a real thing, bro.
Dude, she got her organs from.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that actually happened.
That actually happened. So be careful, guys. Don't use this guy's promo code. Or if you do some goddamn research. I don't trust a guy like that. A guy who looks like that.
Did your guys' slime deal ever come to
fruition? The slime thing never really took off.
No.
But it became global. It's a hit globally. Just
it's huge.
Not financially. Like, I could go pretty much any country in the world and kids will yell to me, slime, slime, give us slime. Like, I promise you, it made its round around the fucking world.
I just had huge obstacles with production.
And there was like, it was the, what is it, the PVFs or something we were having issues with? PFDs?
Yeah.
There was some contamination at the factory.
PDFs. Yeah. No, we also had like a
we had a lawsuit that really put us under it. Was, the damage they did to the brand, it could not be undone.
Irreversible, yeah.
It was irreversible.
Yeah.
But is the haircut done?
Yo, man. What do you think?
Looking fresh.
Hold up.
Is there any chance you could use a blow dryer? He looks like a wet dog.
I got a blow dryer. No, it's fine. My hair will dry.
Oh. Ooh. Whoa, you look like 2017 Logan Paul.
Kind of looks sharp.
He's back.
Oh, I feel.
Hey.
Back. Ooh, I feel kind of handsome.
I don't know.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome, man.
Yeah, my guy's excellent as well. Known in pretty much all of New York.
Have you guys met, by the way?
Yeah.
You know him?
No.
Oh, Bossy. No. That's what I'm saying. You should meet formerly Bossy. Will you live out here or no?
No, I'm in New York.
Okay.
New York based.
This guy's tapped in out here in the hair scene. If you ever need a guy.
Yeah, you guys want to collab.
Who do you guys think did a better job?
Well, he's not done yet. He's a quarter of the way.
No, but just judging by what he's done so far.
This is a technical cut.
He's playing a precision line.
This is very complicated.
Some cool fucked up texture.
Dude, this is great. This is a great cut.
Yeah, man, you're back.
Sick, dude. I feel ready.
Let's do it.
So Slime, just production
Slime
issues,
never
lawsuits.
Took, it never really oh, connected. Dude,
no, but me and Oliver had some drama as well.
Yeah, there was a falling out.
Hold on. Oh, sorry, hold on.
Personal.
Where are you going?
I was just letting Adam escape.
Oh, I see.
Just swing out the back nice there. Thanks, Adam. That was
have
awesome.
A good one,
are you going to go do Nina's hair now? Okay, excellent. Excellent.
Wait, Nina's getting the same haircut right now?
Yeah, same as me. She's getting this haircut, actually.
I like it.
Yeah, me and Oliver had a falling out, bro. Well, planning the Articles of Opera.
Bro, it's not a surprise. Oliver ruins all of his relationships.
Stop. That's not
Yeah,
true.
You turn.
Do you want to know what happened between us? We had gotten a huge fight at Office Max. You know, Office
Dude,
Max.
Yeah, of course.
Store.
I love Office Max.
There was
Max.
One gray bag.
Bro, just please don't talk about this.
No, I'm talking about it.
I don't think this is that interesting of a story.
It might not be, but it was enough to make me not want to work with you, to be honest. And also, I want to let you know the lawsuit that you're currently have pending against me in Delaware.
Yeah.
If you think that my guys from Omaha aren't going to handle that like fucking a cakewalk, you're mistaken, dude.
Whatever.
I'm just telling you right now.
We'll let the courts deal with this, okay?
But enjoy your little bowl cut now, because the next time you get your hair cut, it's going to be by a fucking homeless person.
All right, stop. Stop. No. It's home displaced. Use the fucking right
vernacular.
I'm not
going to use your terms.
It's not my turn.
Because this is what you did with the deal. It was all about your terms. And you still do it right now. It's the same shit you're doing.
Bro,
right now.
This is a basic formality of respect.
You guys should probably figure this out after the
Let's
show.
Let's not do this now. Let's Don't not bring this up now. No one wants to hear the office.
Can
now.
I say or something?
What? What do you have a speech written? What do you want to say, Mike? Yeah, you can say something as a podcast. You're going to say
Oliver,
something.
We've had some issues. But
you wrote a fucking letter, a love letter?
We've had some issues.
Yeah, we have. You look at you. You look like a fucking idiot right now. All these cameras and you're going to waste the fucking air for this. We're going to deal with this in a fucking courtroom in Omaha in 4 weeks. Let's not do it now.
Why don't we skip the legal fees and you listen to what I have to say, you fucking
Because I'd rather
idiot.
Let Jeremiah Jeffrey handle this shit.
I hope your Rapunzel hair gets ripped off your head. Listen to me. We've had some issues.
I hope your plugs fall out.
Do you have to deal with Jeremiah Jeffries?
Yes, he's a fucking loser.
He's a menace.
He's an attorney at law,
He'll
brother.
He'll be disbarred after this.
He's not getting disbarred.
He's the next Harvey Weinstein.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Bro, don't throw those two names.
Will.
Don't throw Jeremiah
no,
Jeffrey and the Weinstein
I'm sorry.
In the same thing.
Do you want to listen to this?
No,
this
I don't.
This could be our way out. This could be our way out before we even
no
hit
No one wants to watch a podcast of two dudes fighting the whole time while it's Logan's show.
We're
it's his big day.
Not fighting. I'm trying to squash the beef. It's not as how many
Can
big
you not
days?
Yell or I'm going to walk?
Whoa.
I can't do this. This is what happened. Can you imagine working with this guy? I can't even say with a straight face. Look at him, bro. He's something off. There's something off. That's all I'm going to say. And it's coming from a guy who looks like this. I'm having flashbacks to the last time we did this fucking interview.
So yeah, you did walk out.
I walked out. I'm about to do it again.
You said.
Look at this guy. What are you? Are you an actor now? Marlon Brando over here. What are you going to do?
The gender reveal is not the big day.
First of all, we're not calling it a gender reveal. He told me I agreed to do it if we didn't call it that.
What are we calling it? A reveal?
It's a sex party. That was the name and I also said it works as we could call it a baby sex party. Those were the two options. Gender reveal is not politically correct.
But baby sex party is? Are you fucking stupid? Fucking
it sounded better on
no
paper.
You're represented by Harvey Weinstein. Now it all makes sense.
By theory, it made sense at the time when I was writing down a list of names.
God dang. bro.
We talked about it yesterday. We're not calling it baby sex party, just sex party. That's it.
Can I read you this?
No, you cannot, because we've moved on to the next thing. Let's talk about the sex party.
Wait, can I see it?
No.
You want to read private. It?
Can you make it fast? Can we wrap it up? Because there's a lot more important things.
No, it's too much.
No, I want to know. Come on.
There's too much pressure.
You're a good writer.
Let me guess. What? You want to complain about me on camera while there's 16 cameras here?
That's not what it was.
And bro, let's not keep in mind you've got your little rinky-dink camera somewhere in this audience here, which is going to be at your disposal of the edit. At least I know that the show me and Logan are making. Can we talk about this? Does he know?
Yeah, he knows.
The show me and Logan are making for HBO. We get final edit on that shit, so we're going to make you look like a buffoon and your little rinky-dink vlog camera.
You
can edit to whatever you want.
Do you have a problem with the startup company?
He's not even filming now, dude. The guy's not even filming.
Because he's taking a break. I can only pay him to do 3 hours a week, and he's only about to go over. I can't pay him overtime, Oliver. I'm sorry. I don't have this kind of money you do from world tours.
Well, there's a thing called the union now, Mike. If you really cared about him, you would have him on union scale.
Dude, union,
clearly this is a non-union shit.
He's not gonna live at Union Square, bro. You know?
Is he wearing a fucking Prime shirt? He's on Logan's payroll. You're on Logan's payroll too, so stop right there.
Dude, I read your net worth on Google.
I'm a self-made millionaire, okay?
You rode H3's dick to get there. Well,
you're
yes,
the guy
you
who
did.
Shows
you
up
did.
On his podcast,
you
bro. It.
You showed up on
Says
his podcast.
Says the guy who turned on
your
his best
friend.
I'm a neutral guy. H3. I come in. I'm friends of Logan's. I'm a friend of the family.
Family? You say that the same way you call H3 family, but look how you treat him.
Bro, I've been a part of the H3 family from the beginning.
Well, then why do you treat him like a piece of shit?
Who?
You can't just change the subject. And say
change
who?
Treat who? Like what?
You fucking owl?
You sound crazy.
Who?
Can I read
this? What, you're a Wolf of Wall Street movie buff now? Keep moving. What's the next topic?
Can I read this to you?
Yeah, please.
Get it over with, will you shut the fuck up? This is the boringest podcast ever. Wait, this guy's got to read a love letter. This is challenging. And this guy's killing it, by the way. Bossy is the man. I just call him Boss for short.
I can see
that. All right, go. Wrap it up.
You have so much hair on your face right now.
Do I look like I give a fuck, dude? I've been wearing the same pair of underwear for 5 days.
What's going on?
In Brazil, they tell me you can wear underwear four ways. You can turn it around, you can flip it inside out and turn it around again. Okay? I'm beyond that. Now I'm at day 5, okay? So it's already, I'm back to where it was and then once over. Do the fucking math. You think I give a shit about your little love letter?
All right, I'll see you in court.
I've seen some dark shit, bro.
I'll see you in court. It's fine. I'll see you in court.
Good. I'm glad. Are you done now?
How did you lose so much weight?
Bro.
You're on Ozempic.
I'm not on Ozempic. I'm so proud to say on that Ozempic. I am. No, I'm not. I have this thing. It's called running every day. And we worked out yesterday.
Yep.
This guy is insane with the jump rope.
Have you tried?
He started floating like the blue genie from Aladdin.
Have you tried?
The dude just starts levitating. I was like, what is this? 3 or 4 are you doing without? He jumps up. The whole thing's bouncing. He has a piece of wood like a trampoline.
Oh, yeah. When he jumps rope. Yeah. I've seen that.
It was after he'd been going for 30 minutes. He's on his final stretch and he starts floating. I was like, all right, that's beyond steroids at this point.
Illuminati.
I don't know what it was, bro. I was like, this is like live CGI. I'm like, how's he doing this? I'm looking for the silk screen.
You're not on crack, right? You kind of look like you're on crack. And you're acting.
Hey,
like
you could just say, hey, you look like you're not obese anymore. That would be a nice compliment. I was so fucking fat. All I had to do was stop. I was trying to see how fat I could get.
When were you fat?
Well, dude, I had a goatee when I seen you guys. So when I was in COVID, I got in crazy good shape. Personal trainer, it was my good friend. Amir, my tour manager, we were just training every day, getting ripped. I had a 6-pack. And then when I say that loosely, because when I say I have a 6-pack, it's not a Logan Paul steroid 6-pack. It was, you know, that was before though. When he knew me, I was on the juice. I look good. But this is a different thing. Long story short, after COVID, I got morbidly obese, started touring crazy, started traveling. And then I was just like, how fat can I get? Like, I was just testing myself, like method acting.
What'd you get to?
I got up there. I don't know. I never really have a scale because I haven't lived anywhere for so long. There was 1 year in COVID. I lived somewhere. Besides that, it's been out of 8 years, 7 of them not living anywhere. So never had a scale. Didn't even need to. Could see I looked beyond Nina pregnant. I'm talking about 2-3 times Nina. Like I have a video of me. I was eating a piece of pizza and the fucking pepperoni bounced on my belly onto the floor. Picked it up, of course. I had to eat it. Bro, I was so big. I was with my friend and I was like, you got any more? you got any more Snickers? And he had these crazy Alex. He's like, yeah, I don't need them. They're just for guests. I was like, all right, I'm going to see how many I can eat. And I was just seeing, I was like, bro, I'm trying to see how fat I can get. He's like, I never met anyone like you. It was like a challenge, you know? But then it was easy to lose the weight because all you have to do is stop eating as much as you can and trying to push yourself. But long story short, at a certain point, I was like, I didn't feel good. I was getting sick all the time. And sorry, I'm getting a lot of hair in my eye. You're good. How high up are we? We probably need to go higher.
We need to go higher. But yeah. I'm so afraid,
don't
bro.
Be afraid. You're good. It's all good. It's whatever.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. All right, let's do it. I don't give a shit.
So what, you just started running?
No, so I actually started training with Zila at David Dobrik's house for a month. And shout out to him. He helped me get back on track. What are you looking at?
This is so challenging.
Bro.
First of all, I love bro, Jeff. I'm not entitled to any beef. Just like I love you guys, but I also, I don't know if I can say it. Can I say it?
Yeah.
I'm cool with the people who are doing the lawsuit on Prime. I'm like a neutral dude. Like, I love all walks of life, all types of people. I'm like, I don't know anything. I'm getting hair in my mouth at this point.
Dude, you wanna know what my favorite thing about having him on the show is? You just intro the show and then you can just do whatever you want after that, bro.
Yeah,
you
I'm
just
chilling.
Sit
I'm
back. I'm hanging out. You can do anything, bro.
All right, so back to the weight loss journey. Eating as many Snickers as possible. And then I was like on, I was eating clean. I went on a meal plan. So I just started having pre-made meals and I worked out like 5 days a week, intensely an hour, 5 days a week for a month only. And then I threw my back out doing some lunges and I couldn't work out anymore. So I just started, I reeled in my diet. I started fasting, just controlling how much I was eating. I was just doing a bunch of press. So I was doing no physical movement at all. Just talking, blabbering like this, which it requires like no, you're not really doing
so
much.
Not crack, not Adderall, nothing like
I'm super proud to say I have not ever used Ozempic and nor do I endorse it. I think our bodies are miraculous things and we're very capable of being, bro, there's so much air going on.
Please leave it like that.
Get a close
please
up.
Please leave it like that.
No. I think I'm going to throw up.
There's so much hair.
Wait, cut. Wait, stick your tongue out while he cuts the middle section.
Bro, it's like when you're eating out a girl and all the pubes get in your mouth.
The worst. Who are you eating out, yeah, Oprah? Why do they have such big bushes, bro?
Bushes are back. Bushes are back.
They never left for some people.
Bro, there's so much hair. I never had nothing like this.
You're sweating.
So anyways, diet was a big thing. And then basically, I started traveling. And I started just being calculated because food is one of my only highs that I have naturally, you know? I love food. I don't want to have to not eat food.
Yeah.
So I manage, okay, it's about being more calculated with the diet and just being like, cool, I'm going to eat whatever I want, but just eat less times. So.
Bro, that's insane.
Bro, what?
That's
what
just an insane haircut. Right
now, bro. Look at you, dude. You're telling me.
You look nuts. You look fucking insane.
All right, let's just keep it like this.
No,
you
have hair all over your face, bro. You look like...
I feel like a little kid always,
you look
dude.
Like a werewolf.
When you have a haircut like this, you look like a toddler.
No.
We didn't
talk this through.
Yeah, this was not planned out well. So anyways, it's just been, I run like four miles every day or every other day. And sometimes I'll fall off for a minute. Bro, there's so much fucking pubes here.
You would like to eat cheeseburgers?
I like burgers. Yeah. But I never been invited on your shitty little fucking burger show. And the answer is no, if that's where you're going with this.
Do you know his burger shop?
Yeah.
1010 Burger.
You have a spot?
It's
wait, I thought that place got closed down.
It's IP. It's IP right now.
Really?
That does pop-up shops.
Crazy.
And that's crazy. We paid top dollar to have them at the gender reveal party.
No!
So you can
so
you
I get
try.
To try it out?
Yeah.
I'll do a review of your thing today.
Yes, yes, dude.
But we'll use my cameras. We'll use me and Logan's TV.
Yeah.
HBO.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short. My name is Oliver, long story short. And it's always a long story and it's never short.
Oh my God.
But hey, long story short, it's about running. And I also don't live in America anymore. I don't live anywhere. So
yeah,
I don't eat processed
Google,
foods like
I searched
that.
You up on Google. I should read this to you. I've looked up your thing on Google. Oliver David Tree Nicholson. David. Gender, male. Age 30, current residence, Moscow, Russia.
I spent some time, I lived out there for a while, but no, actually, that was before the war. Well, also, I've been to Ukraine
war?
As well.
Which war? The Cold War? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's never ended, buddy. Hello?
What are you, in a proxy war right now, dude?
What?
Why'd you leave?
Why'd I leave? Because I came back to America for business.
So let me get this straight. You moved to Russia, mm-hmm. were indoctrinated by the Russians, came back here for business.
I worked with a bunch
saying.
Of artists out there. I filmed a bunch of music.
Artists.
Recorded a bunch of music.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. What type of music?
Oh, we made dance music, Little Big.
No, I feel like it's probably enough to be investigated at least.
100%.
Like, if the feds were watching this, I'd probably look in your
direction. I wonder if Jeremiah Jeffries would still want to work with him if he knew how much time he spent in Moscow.
Bro, Jeremiah was in direct, and we had conversations at least twice a week when I was in Russia.
It's just really good to have this conversation with you because you don't have the advice of your lawyer, and my team's going to get all of this information. So I cannot wait to see you when we get to Delaware.
Whatever, dude.
You know what I like to do? When whatever. I introduce you whatever, to people, dude. Like, everyone here is like my close friend or like family.
I know,
and stuff.
I'm wondering what I'm doing here.
No, you're like definitely the, like, no one's like, who's that weird looking
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, well, okay. But that, you say it a little nicer, but yeah.
That's just what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay. Just
great people.
A mouthpiece for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're no, great people.
No, you can call me whatever. I don't give a shit.
I definitely call you weird looking guy.
I can say that about you too, bro.
No way.
That haircut ain't gonna shave that weird
no
shaped
way.
Head of yours.
It's not, it's oblong. It's
obligato.
It's obligato.
All right, what were you
I
saying?
I was gonna though? Say this. I like
friends
to,
and family doesn't like me.
No, they do. They like
yeah,
you.
Go
they,
on.
They like you a lot. But what I like to do is show them your music.
Oh wow.
Because
wow.
I'm like, you have you heard this song? And they've all heard it because yeah. you got some hits, bro. I don't want to give it to you, but I have to give it to you. You got some hits, Oliver. That one that goes, I don't ever want to see you, and I never want to miss you again. Don't care.
There's been
you that one that goes, life goes on and on and on and on yeah. and on and.
Well, there's been quite a few.
You're my one and only.
Dude, I can't believe you liked that song.
I like
it.
He
was singing
it
at the gym, and I was like, you learned it so that you could film.
I think we're gonna use it as like an outro for one of these episodes for this show, and we're definitely not. You could pass the wave the royalty fee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, whatever you need, man.
Yeah, that's
you're like a brother to me, man.
I forgot how fat he was.
Show the camera.
Look at this fucking.
I was so fat. I lost 30 pounds in 2 months.
You look like the kid from,
just from working out.
You look
and
like
diet.
The fat kid from Goonies. You remember that kid?
Yeah.
Is it Chubbs?
Chubbs, yeah.
Chubbs. Yeah.
Bro, you know,
Chunks.
You know, you look like. You look like the other guy in it. They meet at the end.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The one in the basement.
Sloth. That's literally you two combined. You both, every time I look at you guys, I'm like, whoa. It's like a Picasso painting.
Yo, we had a whole PDF for this episode.
No, because I do want to ask.
Oh, sorry.
About,
I'm so sorry.
Well, he's a musician. Well, I think people really watch
his. Well, that's a day job. I don't call myself a musician.
No, that's,
you're calling me.
No, it's crazy.
Wait, whoa. What's going on? You're not taking any of the top off.
That was nuts.
He's no, fucking, no. This guy's crazy. He'll do that. Sometimes he'll just give me a different haircut. It's like a Russian roulette situation.
Did you have a controversy?
I had many. Yeah.
There was one with Miss You, the song Miss You.
All right. So
I don't ever want to see you. But what's the strategy there? Because you had the original song Miss You, then you did.
No, the original song is called Jerk.
No, you just sped it up.
Okay, so let me share the story.
You just
can
sped
I
it
say
up.
It?
I don't know.
You don't want to hear it?
I want
to. I haven't
it,
really got to talk about
short?
This.
Long story short,
are we?
No, there's another podcast.
There's a second podcast.
No, it's a shared studio.
Oh, right, you want to know the story?
Yeah,
it's kind of a long one. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, fuck,
you got a short version?
I haven't, not really.
Yo, you dropped your ear. No.
Yo, you dropped your ear.
That might have been part of the
bro.
Bit. That might have been part
Jake's
of the
Jake's gonna
bit.
Need this for the Tyson fight. Give him that. Am I done?
Wait, was this?
I'm gonna let you finish, and then I'll finish you after.
No. Finish me now.
Nah, because you keep moving around.
I don't give a shit.
It's your hair is like a wave.
Don't worry about it. I'll hold tight.
Was this supposed to be part of the bit?
Yeah. What?
Why did you have this ear and not use it for?
Bro,
the bit?
I did not have that ear.
No, but why didn't he cut this off and you fucking were like screaming and shit? Like
I don't know where the ear came from. It was just here. It's probably Jake's, bro.
Yeah, he does
Jake
have a he has a whole table of ears.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He has a whole table of ears. Because if Mike bites it off, he's gonna need an extra.
All right, I'll share the story.
All right,
so it's good. It's actually a juicy story because I haven't really got to talk about it, and this was like very complicated legal struggle that went on for a while. So the song was originally called Jerk. I had made it with Marshmello, and
sorry, what was that name?
Marshmello.
Okay, so me and him make a song one day at his house, record it. I'm very proud to say I wrote every lyric, every melody. I produced the song with Marshmello.
So you're saying he did nothing?
No,
that's
I'm not
basically
saying
what
that.
Let's be honest. That's what
he made
saying.
The drum beats and we made the beat, the song together. We produced it together. Okay. He produced it with me. Uh-huh. So we make this song. Can we shut this door?
Yeah, I was just gonna
this
text
is
Jorge.
Like insane.
Hey, Jorge, can you shut this door?
It's a shared space.
Can you shut this door?
Oliver, since you did the podcast last time, ad revenue is dramatically down. We've had to.
Bro, come on.
No, I'm not kidding.
I think some of our shorts was some of your biggest shorts you ever had.
I think so too.
Yeah, we actually owe you some money.
The slime thing went crazy. How you got 50 million or 100 million?
Bro, you came prepared. With product.
This time I got nothing.
Yeah.
One sec.
He's got something.
I got to eat.
He says he's got to eat.
He doesn't even eat, dude. No, what?
Where did he get that Pop from? Is shit, dude. Yo, is that Popeyes and Nesquik?
No, it's Popeyes.
You got your
ketchup.
Own. You brought your own ketchup, bro. What are you doing?
All right, I'll tell the story.
I thought you don't eat.
I do eat, just calculated.
Yeah, that seems like
I just don't eat as much, so I haven't eaten breakfast today.
That's your breakfast? The fuck?
Yo, that's what? Insane.
I love chicken and dude. Puerto Rico's chicken is fucking bomb.
Have you tried the prime fried chicken?
No, is it actually a thing?
Bro, you know there's a bone in that.
No, I know there's a bone in it. I had chicken before.
You look insane right now. You actually look, you're gone, dude. It's literally over for you, dude. You look like a train wreck, dude. Like,
imagine this is me sober.
Dude, that's scary.
Imagine when
that's
I was
scary.
Jacked out on drugs, bro.
Dude, you're toast.
Dude, that's crazy. Bro,
it's in your hair. You have fried chicken in your hair.
I got hair in my mouth. I got chicken in my hair.
How are you a real
hair in my mouth?
How are you a real person?
So let me just share the story because this is really crazy.
Okay.
I made this song with Marshmallow. And put it out on my album, Ugly is Beautiful, which went gold, commercially successful album.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only music people liked for me. And then years later, I have a meeting with my label. Like, they told me you got a remix. It's going pretty crazy. My manager mentions that, and I'm like, cool, what is it? And then the label literally says this. They're like, don't worry about it. I was like, the fuck? But sometimes they say stuff like this.
Yeah.
Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah. Kind of like dodgy. And so I'm like, okay. I go home and I look up Jerk Oliver Tree remix, and I find this other remix, and it's not that big, and it has like a couple million views, and I'm like, okay. It's not that impressive. Maybe that was why they didn't want to talk about it. Fast forward about a month later, I'm in the bathtub. I'm being in a fucking bathtub at my parents' house.
It's in your nose.
I'm in the tub, right? Stop laughing. This is a serious story.
Yeah. Sorry.
So. You're looking at me like that, man.
What do you mean? It's kind of hard not to. I want a 5150 right now. I want you gone. I never want to see you again. Dude. Like what?
I'm in the bathtub, right?
I actually don't like you anymore. I don't.
Damn.
You guys want some? I'm sorry, I'm being rude.
It does look so good.
Have some.
David,
I'm all right.
David, you see this?
Mike.
No, I'm okay.
Please.
I've gum in my mouth.
Yeah, same.
I don't give a shit. I got hair in my mouth. It doesn't make a difference. All right. So in my bathtub and I'm on Instagram looking at reels and I hear a remix of my song, Jerk. And it's playing. I'm like, it's crazy. And I look at the thing. There's like tens of thousands of reshares of this song. And I'm like, this is crazy. It doesn't even say my name on it. It's a different title.
Who does
like,
it say what? Made it?
This other artist from Germany, Southstar, which I didn't know at the time. And I was like, what the fuck is this? My song, this is a song that I wrote. It's been remixed. And now my name's not on it. The song title changed. I couldn't even find the remix when I had looked for it. So I was like, that's crazy. This shit's going off. And I liked it. It sounded great. Shout out to Southstar. Did a great job. So I hit my manager. I'm like, yo, what's up with this? This shit's going crazy. It sounds good too. And he's like, yeah, that's the remix that they were talking about.
Oh.
And then basically, I'm sorry. I'm getting my cholesterol building up. So I hit him up and he's like, hey, we're sending you the official remix soon.
He's on Ozempic, dude. There's no fucking way. There's no way.
Don't get started with that shit, bro. I don't endorse that kind of shit. I endorse people to learn how to love themselves. I have to love myself looking at the mirror every day. And bro, I know I look this way, but no surgery, bro. No surgery. No.
You're all natural. You're all natural.
Straight up. Damn. I don't even use shampoo. No. I don't even fucking wash my hair anymore. I would advise not to get psoriasis. So funny.
Psoriasis and you eating that chicken together is disgusting, bro.
All right. Long story short. So I hit up my manager. I'm like, what's up with this remix? And he's like, well, we're putting out the official version, getting a re-release, and it's going to come out in Brother's Hair and the Chicken.
Is it yours?
I like the hope, bro. Otherwise, it's someone else's pube. I mean, that's spicy, brother.
Oh, it might be a Puerto Rican pube, bro. It might be a Puerto Rican Latino pube, bro.
This Popeye's fucks, though, no?
It's, oh, my God. Yeah. You want some?
I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, positive. Thank you.
We have gum in our mouth.
All right. So let me speed this up, because this is obviously taking me a while. So, I'm getting some stain.
Are you serious?
Let me just say this.
What is that? What are you putting on that chicken?
Barbecue sauce.
Wait, why does it look like ketchup?
Oh, it might be ketchup.
But it looks like barbecue sauce when you spray it.
It's like a Puerto Rican brand.
It's fusion. He said nuclear fusion.
I couldn't read it. It was in Spanish.
What did you just say to me?
I couldn't read it. It was in Spanish.
Let me see. Let me see what the front says.
Be careful with it. It's all over the bottle.
Bro, that bottle is disgusting.
Nah, take it back.
Bro, did you rip the label off the front?
Maybe. No free brand deals.
I wasn't getting paid.
Yo, hold up. Give me that ketchup barbecue bottle.
I just tried to fucking hand it to you and you said, ew.
I know, but this is getting serious.
Wait.
Oh, it's disgusting.
There's absolutely no way you did that.
Bro, it's covered. Did you rip the label off?
Yes, I did. Why? Bro, I'm not getting paid to endorse the Texas. I shouldn't even have said it.
Are you being paid to endorse Popeyes?
Yeah. Not yet.
Dude,
Popeyes.
Dude,
you
Oliver.
Know where to find me.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get this?
I don't think they do know where to find it.
I brought it from home. I brought it from
Santa Cruz. This is disgusting. There's hairs.
Put it on the shelf. Put it on the shelf. Put it on the shelf.
I'm not done. I'm not done. All right, let me make this story quick.
Can you hand me the paper towels?
Whorehead. Oh, I didn't know they were that close.
Bro. All
right, let me make this story quick. So, the song is getting a re-release. The label sends it to me for approval. It has initials on it, and then it says the song, the title, Miss You. And I'm like,
whoa.
What the fuck is this? The song's called Jerk. It's a remix of my song, Jerk. Can we change the title, and then we're good to release it? And then they said, no, the song's already so big. It's already like a huge smash in Germany, which is where South Star's from. And they said, it can't be changed. And I was like, whatever. That's not that big of a deal. I didn't even know who South Star was or where the song was from, but they just said it's big in Germany. So I'm like, okay, whatever. You know that video? It gets uploaded to my YouTube account, just like a title card, just a blank image. There is so much hair in this fucking chicken, bro. You would not believe it. And it's good protein, though, so I'm not going to try to shy away 100%. From it.
100%. All right. It's good for you.
The YouTube video goes up.
I'm going to throw up.
Mike.
Sorry.
You're a grown-ass man, dude.
It's not.
Pull it together.
It's not that. It's what happened to you with this song. The story is making me feel terrible.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't even get to the good part. All right, so it comes out, and the comments are just flooded with, you stole this song. You stole this song. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? This is literally a remix of my song. I wrote the fucking lyrics and the melodies, which that's a huge statement to say.
Who sang the lyrics?
Me. Oh. It's just been pitched up.
Okay.
You know how many artists sing other people's songs that other huge teams of people wrote them? And they're telling me I stole a fucking song that I put my heart and soul into writing the lyric. That's what people connect with. You're singing the lyrics to me. You said the lyrics in a joke a second ago.
Yep.
That's a huge part. Like, without those lyrics, the song is not what it is. That's like literally what people sing, and the melody is what gets caught in your head. So long story short, people are telling me I stole something that I had wrote with my own heartbreak and my own problems in life. And so it's like crazy for me to be like, you're saying I stole a song when you got all these people singing other people's songs. So let me make this clear. So it comes out and I see these people stealing songs and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I call my manager. I say, what do you mean they stole the song? Let's take this down. I don't know what's going on, but I don't like this. I don't want to be a part of this. So then the song, like talking to my manager, he talked to the label. He said, hey, we're figuring this out right now. Sorry, that one wanted to escape. Said that the song.
I smell it.
What is going on here? Why are you making that face?
What face?
It's hard to take you serious with that face.
What face?
You look mad.
I'm not mad.
This is his face.
Mike, you want them? Here.
No, no. Okay, here. I'll take that. Thanks.
Bro.
No fucking way, dude.
What?
You have a backup sandwich? Are you serious right now?
What? I didn't have breakfast.
Can you make this story shorter?
Would someone on Ozempic eat like this?
Actually, I guess not. He really did just—he just had the title defense right there. That was a good one. That was good. We can't accuse you of shit.
This is worth it, man.
You cleared Adderall, Ozempic, and crack with that bite right there, dude. Like, dude, none.
What
of
about high cholesterol?
No, you got that for sure. All
right.
Wait, so, can I just ask one question? So, what you're saying is, someone took your IP, your product. And they sped it up.
Remade it, basically made it better.
And they got the glory by speeding it up. But let me ask you a question. You're a runner, right? So you started off running this race. Someone ran it better than you and faster. And they took the glory. So what are you mad about? You're just a sore loser.
I'm not mad about anything. Let me break this down. There's paper on my hand. Should I eat it?
Maybe next time be faster.
Check this out. So
speed up your own voice a little bit. Look, you're doing it again. Someone's going to tell this story tomorrow faster, and it's going to get more views than that. You're doing it all
whatever,
over
Mike,
again.
Whatever, Mike, whatever. You never had anything this successful in your entire life, and I'm trying to share a very intimate moment, and you're being a fucking dick about it. All right. So this song, by the way, has like 3 billion views. Put that in perspective, bigger than any little what? What exactly do you do? You do fucking hamburger reviews and write off Logan's fucking dick?
Both of those things, yes. Yes.
All right, just keep it down to the essentials, Mike.
Go, come on. Explain the song that you stole from that guy in Germany, bro. Tell us.
He stole from me, and then my label stole it back. All right, he didn't do anything. He's an amazing artist. This is so good. You
want some? No, those sandwiches are so good.
That one
so
I kind of do.
Yeah,
want
those.
Some
you have more? Right.
No, I don't want them.
Please, dude, it's a because, formality.
Not because I can't.
I'm going to feel disrespected.
I'm on Ozempic.
You can.
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm fat, dude.
Let me make this short and sweet. So, the kid, basically, what happened was his label, the song was getting so big. Now it's officially a remix, which means that my label can take all of the money from it. Music breaks into two parts. For those of you at home who don't know this, it breaks into the recording and the writing. So, the masters is the recording and the publishing is the writing. So, a record label doesn't collect typically any of the writing, the publishing. They're just involved with the business of the recordings. So what happened was I, as the guy who wrote the lyrics and the song, I was still getting, me and Marshmallow still had all the publishing. Because if you take, like, let's say another famous song and then re-put it into your work, make an interpolation, like where it sounds like it, or you make a cover of it or use some of it, you're basically giving all the songwriting to the original people. Because that's just how, otherwise they, because they get to decide, hey, this is
like a song like,
Ice Ice Baby.
Or like I Can Ride a Bike with No Handlebars, for example.
I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't know that one. Is there a problem with that?
No.
No, what's this? We'll get to the story later. So.
Maybe we won't. Maybe we won't get
the whole story. Podcast is going to be me telling this story. But it's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So. Let me just put this in perspective. I told you masters, recording, and writing. So I already had all the publishing I would make. And with the label, they give me a set amount of money that's a cap that's not much. And they basically say, hey, here's where you get paid per album. If I sell 1 million copies or sell no copies, I don't really see any difference because I make expensive music videos. I owe them tens of millions of dollars still based on the way that the deals are structured. Because it's set up for me to make, I have to pay $7 back to pay back $1. So if I take 1 million, I got to pay back basically 7 million. You could say it's a little bit less, but it's somewhere in this ballpark. So long story short, I have no dog in this fight. The label is the only one who has something to gain. I already have the publishing, which publishing is a big deal for me, but the song was already going off. I already owned the writing of the song. So that was not going to affect me whether the song on the master side made more money or not. I had no dog in this fight is what I'm trying to explain. It was purely the label's thing. So this is something what I got caught up and so did this other artist in this war between two major labels. There's only really 3 major labels. So between two of them, they were in, they're all battling each other always. Excuse me. And long story short,
Bro, you blew past that possibility a long, like literally 25 minutes ago. There's no way you could
wait. Okay,
you could fit that label for this story.
So the label has hired someone else to recreate the beat. What happened was the kid, his label was like, there. My label came after his label and said, "Hey, this is our song. We own the vocal, which has been used. We own the masters as a remix. We collect all this money, basically, and this is our success." And then the other label said, "Nah, fuck that. We'll just have someone re-sing your vocal, and now we own this."
Oh, the Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're in Germany as well, bro. I mean,
well,
what are you
sang it in English. All right, hear me out. So this is what happened. The song went from a remix to then overnight, after it had already become a huge smash success, it went and turned into a cover of my song. Oh. So what happened was the version that was viral on TikTok and all these things, that was with my vocal. It wasn't actually the covered vocal with the girl singing. That happened later where they had to, but like, there was all these versions that were viral which had my vocal on his beat. And what my label did essentially was said, you guys are gonna cut us out of the singing. We're gonna cut you out of the beat. So they had hired someone else to recreate the beat. So now you have two people battling each other, which have found gray loopholes, which hasn't been really exploited. Whoa. This is kind of like unexplored territory in the music industry. And basically what happened was, everyone's like, "Oliver, you stole this song. How could you?" I'm like, "I have nothing to do with this." What? And I kept asking the label, I'm like, "I want to take this down. I don't want to be fucking hated for the stupidest fucking thing ever. This is not doing anything good for me. It's just making me look like some kind of asshole." And they're like, "It's all being taken care of. It's all being worked on. It's all good."
Classic label talk.
Yeah. And then basically, every week I hit them up, I ask, "What's going on?" I talk to my manager. He's like, "It's being resolved." And then at one point they're like, "Okay, it's finally resolved." So I'm in Germany at this point. I'm playing a show in Berlin. I'm like, "Yo, like, shout out South Star, like, to make this amazing version of the song. And now it's been resolved. When you guys buy his version of the song, I make money. And when you buy my version, he makes money." And then the next day he like posts, he's like, "He's a liar, blah, blah." I was like, "Whoa, what the?" He's like, "This isn't resolved yet. So someone had already, my information was continuously incorrect." So me and the kid hopped on the phone. He apologized for stealing my song, and I apologized for stealing his
song.
We both were like, "This is crazy." He's like, "I didn't want to change the fucking girl singer from your voice. The label made me do that." And I was like, "I didn't even want this version to come out." And once it's out, you can't be like, "Take down the song that's making you guys millions of dollars." It's out of your fucking hands. Yeah. They're like, "This is our machines running. This is what they do."
Wait, so the one with 600 million plays on Spotify under your name on...
Someone else remade the beat, yes. But wait,
on the lyrics?
I wrote all the lyrics, all the melodies, and everyone's like, "He stole this song."
If I played it right now, I get copyright takedown for sure.
Yeah, you
could
get Warner MG. Get you sorted. It'll just take a couple hours to whitelist it.
Couple hours?
Yeah, they're good with it.
No, they're not. You could not get it. You wouldn't get it whitelisted for 30 fucking days.
Yeah, I did it on H3 Podcast.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I feel like it would take forever.
Whose podcast?
H3, number one podcast in the world. Mm. All right, let me move on. Anyways, I've been severely hated for this fucking thing. I had no play in.
I feel like people hate you for like so many other reasons as well.
That's true. Same with you. We can get into that. Also, I dated an artist, and her fans created the most crazy smear campaign on my life.
Smear campaign?
Well, what would they say about you?
Literally everything you could ever imagine. Oliver Tree.
Oliver Tree's an arsonist.
Arsonist.
Literally anything you could say that's bad about someone.
Did you say arsonic or did you say arsonist?
Arsonist. Burns down stuff.
Yeah,
is there any truth to that?
You'd look like an arsonist.
Oh my God.
Let me just say this though. And then.
Wait, pyrotechnics?
Fireworks.
Can I say this is a really serious thing that fucked my life up? And then she asked her fans, "Hey guys, we ended on mutual terms. We're in good terms now. And mutually, please, like, leave him alone. Stop spreading false information." And what did that do? It just sent the floodgates open. Now they're sending me death threats and even more. Like, it just opened it up.
Oh, like reverse psychology.
Whatever. They just came after me crazy after that. And then it kind of died down. It goes crazy and then it fizzles out for a bit.
Who's the artist? Was it Billie Eilish?
I'm not going to say names of people.
You dated Billie Eilish?
I'm not going to say.
Was it Drake?
Who was the artist, the girl that you dated? Diddy. It was P. Diddy?
Was it P. Diddy? No, Diddy. Oh, shit. No, Diddy. Fucking.
Anyways, then she put out an album basically a year ago. And then her fans were like, went crazy. They speculated it was all about me and that I was this horrible person. There was like some recording in the song. They're like, "That's him yelling at her, recordings of it." And she like was like, commented back, like, "Hey, it's not him in the song. You guys are just making stuff up." She asked again, "Please leave him alone."
Was it Miley Cyrus?
More death threats. More
Phoebe Bridgers.
Miley Cyrus, it was.
Was it? Doesn't matter.
I feel like if you and Miley Cyrus met, you'd be like Bonnie and Clyde.
Wait, was it James Charles? Because he just put out a new song.
It was JoJo Siwa.
It was JoJo Siwa. Was it Siwa? It was?
No way. No way.
Anyways, these kind of things just fuck you up so much. I just got off the internet. I was like, this is so unhealthy.
It's so unhealthy.
It's so gnarly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how you do it.
Do what?
You.
Do what?
Sociopath.
Deal with the shit.
Isn't that feelings?
Deal with what?
The hatred.
What hatred?
There's no hatred.
I love this mindset, and this is why you're winning all the time, man. Genius. Also, I texted you too when that the fight happened, and you were getting so much from that one guy.
Yeah.
My heart felt so much for you. I was like, oh my God. And I knew that you were like, how much it hurt you, but and how much it hurt Nina, and it was so unfortunate. But ultimately, this controversy stuff, it sells. It makes the thing. The fight was the biggest. You were, and KSI is a fucking legend, and I consider him someone I look up to and a brother and someone so special. Your fight might have been more anticipated because of the buildup to it. You know what I mean?
I think it definitely was, for sure.
For sure. We could say that.
For sure.
So what I'm saying is, controversy sells. You know what I mean? And sometimes I manufacture it typically to try to sell stuff, but when it's turned against you, it can be very damaging, you know? And it's like, my song Life Goes On, like that song had controversy as well, which was one of my biggest songs as well. And my friend and me had a falling out over that song. And we didn't release it for 8 years. And then we got good terms, my friend Getter, who helped make it. And I put that message, that story out because I
Getter?
Was like,
yeah. Yeah, Getter. He's
the guy who's on Vine, like he made Vines?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, me and him, he got Getter? Him and Nicoletti, the Sud dudes, got me going.
No
at the
way.
Shouts out to him. Saw, and also, dude. He showed me how to produce. I showed him how to DJ.
Whoa.
And he was at the Origins for me. So, and now he goes by Tara Reid. He's a rapper and producer. So he's totally on a different trajectory now. But long story short, we should put a clicker of how many times. We have to drink, take a shot each time. Anyways, that's when I like manufactured that a bit out. That happened, but then I was the one being like, yeah, this is what happened. And that helped promote the song or make a thing about onions or whatever. You know what I said on the bullshit.
Are you feeling all right though, mentally these days?
I have never been better. So that's the beauty of it. So one sec, I need to grab some.
Look at the couch. Look at the couch.
Who wants donuts?
No way.
No fucking way, dude. It's not possible, bro.
No way.
It's not fucking possible.
Look at these.
You actually got donuts.
And guess what? Wait, there's more.
Fucking kid, dude.
Brought some of this from because I know you can't get it out here.
Nesquik chocolate syrup?
Is that true? Can you not get it out here?
You can't get it out here. It's banned. It's some kind of, it's the embargo, apparently. Also,
hey, zoom into these donuts. Show the donuts.
Hold them up a little bit more. Hold them up to camera a little bit. Tilt the box.
I'm not being paid for this fucking thing.
Yes,
chill out.
No, we're going to pay.
In fact, I'm not getting paid for any of this. I flew out on my own dime, paid for the hotels. I'm waiting for reimbursement.
What hotel are you at?
I don't want to say. People are going to
think.
You're
not at the
Doubletree.
You're not at the Ritz. Oh, you're at the Doubletree? Classic.
That's good, Oliver. Thanks.
Is that enough?
I had eight donuts the other night.
Okay, and you're going to have eight more today.
No, it's too much.
What are we going to eat?
That was after dinner and a dessert. Ooh.
Bro, the fresh with the... Mike, are you even here anymore?
Yeah, sorry.
Bro, you are an insane human.
Oliver, can I...
It's so fucking bomb. And the cream, too. I'm getting hair in my mouth. Something crazy.
Bro.
How are you mentally?
Let me get to that.
Bro, that's insane.
There's barbecue sauce and all kinds of syrup. So mentally, I've stopped. I got off the internet. It had such a devastating effect on my life. I was like, this is so unhealthy.
Yeah, because you're a beacon of health, aren't you? You sick fuck.
I was like, it's time to get healthy.
Sadistic.
We're screaming these ones too.
That's, you know, it's crazy.
I need more.
Oliver, do you and Bobby Lee still have beef?
Don't say that name around me. Bobby Lee is a fucking legend, but I don't respect him.
How come?
We are falling out.
What happened?
I went on his little Rinky Ink podcast.
Which one? He's got six.
All of them. I went on at least three of them. Yo, I don't know. I did a lot.
I can't look at him, bro. He just looks insane.
I think I might have had something to do with the breaking up of his relationship. Because I was...
With Kalilah?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
I think so.
She's great.
She's awesome.
I just did
way cooler
I just
than
did
him.
Four out of the six shows last week.
You know what? It really was the last straw for me. Oh, I spit a sprinkle on the thing. There's so much hair and sprinkle and stuff on the mic. Got a close up of that. Never seen anything like it.
Yo, this is who he looks like right now. Look, look. He's back, bro.
Can you see how easy it was for me to get back?
You literally somehow went back to this on this episode. Like, what the fuck?
Bobby Lee, you know, he was supposed to, I was trying to get him to open up for me at Red Rocks.
Open up for
open
you
up
how?
What, banjo?
Yeah, open up how? He do does a comedy set. Act? He does a comedy act and then you come out?
You sure you don't want one?
Yeah, pretty sure, man.
All right.
Did he sign the waiver for the show?
Like,
he,
no, Andy didn't sign their waiver for the wrestling.
I'm not signing either until Jeremiah Jeffries here in person.
And he's an actual liability. I feel like he actually would sue me.
But what if he has like? What if he goes into anaphylactic shock?
Can we talk about what's happening today?
No. Tell me more about Bobby.
Bobby Lee, he fell off. I love Bobby Lee. He's such great. A legend. The last time I saw him, Los Angeles. And I was walking with my parents, and I see this literally a homeless woman sitting on the sidewalk, and I look over and I'm like, Bobby Lee? And he was there. It was Bobby Lee sitting there.
Why? What was he doing?
He was like, I'm at a party. It was Dumbfounded's birthday.
Okay, yeah.
And he was at, I was at Nobu with the Rents. Oh, nice. LA style, so I can speak your guys' lingo.
Well, he lives here now. It's just me.
Okay. Influencer style. Whatever.
You were at Nobu Malibu with your family.
Nope.
No, you were at Nobu on La Cienega, you loser. Yeah.
My parents' car got broken into. My dad's art books got stolen out of their car.
That's what happens on La Cienega, dude. That's why you got to go to Malibu.
And Bobby Lee was sitting on the sidewalk like he had seen something really dark. And I was like, what's up? And then I gave him a hug, told him I loved him, and never saw him again.
Do you know what nationality?
I don't like 2 weeks ago.
Do you know what nationality is?
No.
What would you guess?
I don't want to play that game.
No, just take a game.
Bro, I'm already going to get cancer for being involved
with
this.
You're not going to get cancer, bro. What's your guess? Come on. Throw an Asian out.
Bro, there's Nutella in
there. Throw an Asian out right now. Throw out an Asian.
Portuguese?
Yeah, you got it. You got it, bro. Nice.
Bro, why? I can't be the only one eating. It makes me look just.
Yo, let me ask you one last question about Bobby Lee.
What about him?
So on his show, he told me that he thinks that in the event of a nuclear apocalypse in Los Angeles, if he were blind, he would be able to make his way from his house to Five Guys, which is 1 mile from his home. Do you think he would be able to pull that off?
Of course. He's Bobby Lee. Someone would help him there if he couldn't.
No, everyone's dead.
A cockroach, perhaps. I don't know.
Nuclear cockroach?
Yeah. What's he going to get at Five Guys? He's going to go in the kitchen as a blind man and make the burger himself?
No, he just has to get there and tag the door.
Okay. I think he's fine.
I can't believe you broke up him and Kalila. That was a good relationship. You fucked it up, honestly.
Well, if you watched the Tiger Belly episode, there was a lot of sexual tension between me and Bobby.
Have you ever been invited on Trash Tuesday?
Trash Tuesday, I'm not familiar. What is it?
It's her show.
Oh.
Wow. Guess there wasn't
I
that
did
much
the other one
chemistry.
Too though. Bad Friends with Andrew Santino.
Great show. Yeah.
Great show. Got the worst response I ever have for anything.
They beat you up?
I kicked Bobby off his own show, and they love Bobby. And then I kicked Andrew out. It was like musical chairs.
Were they mad that you kicked Andrew out, or just mad that you kicked Bobby out?
Just Bobby. No, I didn't kick Andrew out. He's too sweet of a guy. But yeah, it didn't go well. I was going to say,
yeah, go ahead.
I play the heel a lot, and I know that you play the heel a lot, too.
He's not playing.
What?
He's not playing. He's not playing.
I know the real guy is a sweetheart.
No.
Uh-uh. Big teddy bear.
No.
Optimistic dreamer.
No way.
Last night he told me of a dream.
What was it?
Preserve humanity through a museum.
Dude, please don't. No.
This is true. He's like, no. And he said I could be buried in the tomb at the center with him and Nina.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to have a part of the museum because I'm making my own museum.
You can have your own wing.
Dr. Oliver Trees. It's basically a foundation for baby geniuses, which I'm starting while I'm alive, but I'm hoping.
You look like a baby. Listen, when he gets on his Elon shit, you know what? If you want to do that, I'm down to believe it because you are a smart person. You need a scientific breakthrough in the next year. You need a scientific breakthrough.
You guys want some water?
No. Bro, what? Just stop. Just give it up, bro.
Yeah, give
Just
it up. Give it up. You got to stop. Honestly. You got to stop.
Back to the mental state.
No, dude, it's
over. Oh, no. The baby's not going to have a gender.
I wanna, let me
keep it up. There will be no gender.
Oh, wait. Let's get this straight. I'm the only person in this room who knows the baby's gender. So let's not fucking start.
Yeah. Is that actually true?
Yeah, that is actually true. And also, Logan, you don't know this.
Don't say it.
But I am going to be revealing it right here on the podcast. No, Logan. Stop.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Bro, you can't.
Guess what? I can.
No, please don't.
Yes, I can.
Please
and
don't.
And guess what? Every secret has a price. And Logan, for the right price, I'm willing to keep my mouth shut.
What? How much?
We'll talk after.
I won some money at the casino last night.
You did?
You wouldn't know because you weren't there with us.
Yeah, because you made me Uber home, you fucking dick. He's like, there's not enough room in the things.
No, I didn't.
He's like, oh, Oliver, you're good to go. I was like, yeah, I'll call Uber. He's like, all right, cool. Is it working? I was like, yeah, 25 minutes. He's like, cool.
No, you said eight. You said eight.
At that point, it was eight because I'd already been through the rigmarole trying to figure my way out in the middle of darkness.
Wait, you guys had a night out last night?
No, he had a night out.
Yeah, dude.
I was more of a chaperone.
Nice.
Went to the casino.
Oh, sick. Cool.
I put the max bet on red, 1 through 12, 1 to 18, odd, and a number, and I hit all of them in the same roll.
What was it? Red 7?
Red 7. How sick.
It sounds like you guys had a good time. I can't remember the last time that you came out with me or Evan.
I know. Well, that's
it's
why.
Just, no, it's fun.
We got to go. We actually have to go.
Can I have this?
Yeah, you can have that Bored 8 pillow.
This is dope. Well, it's a big blur right
what
now.
What happened with the whole NFT thing? I've been off the internet.
Dude.
What ended up happening it's with over. All that?
Yeah, let's it's get over. Into it.
How did
let's
that work out it. For you?
It's let's over,
get into
bro.
It. He lost everything.
I'm a fucking idiot, dude. I spent $635,000.
You love throwing these down. $457,000 for my dinosaur bones.
It's only 3% concrete.
Yeah, wait. Wait, go on. No. I want to hear. So you've lost how much money?
Bro, what is your problem?
I want the money to keep the
get
secret.
Get that
I'm
phone
gonna...
away from a disgusting get on.
I'll
face.
Say, bro, I'll
who
say
are,
it.
Who
how much
with?
Would you be willing to pay me to keep this secret?
$40.
How about this?
$40.
I'm not going to pay you anything.
I'll take the dinosaur.
No, I'm not giving you a dinosaur. Dudley.
Oh, the dinosaur tooth, the raptor tooth.
It's a T-Rex tooth.
I'll take that for sure.
No. If you
what about the big
if you don't
gun
say
they
it,
have in the hallway?
Can't have the gun.
What about one of the okay, what about the golf cart?
No, you can't have anything. I'm not giving you anything.
I want
you,
the golf cart, the Escalade golf cart.
No.
I heard it didn't work. I'll take that.
Yeah, give that. No, that's fair. Give that.
If you don't say anything about the gender and don't spoil it, I won't actually murder you.
That's not selling it.
Think about continuing
you're
life.
Selling it. I ain't buying it.
You could continue living.
I live a great life. And to
no,
answer
that's what
your
I'm
question
saying. And you want to keep living, right?
No. But
I got
let me
nothing.
Say this.
Make a long story
the
short.
The baby is a how much money, Logan Paul?
Bro.
Come on,
no,
man.
No, how much
we
is your life worth?
My life
no, because
worth
if you
nothing.
Say Oliver, I'll kill you.
Okay,
and
well,
not,
and if,
like,
and if
not
I don't
personal.
Say it, you'll...
If you don't say it...
You'll give me...
I'll let you live. that's what I'm
is,
saying.
You're not good at negotiating.
No, I'm not negotiating. I'm
not
threatening
you.
I'm threatening
Jeremiah
you.
Jeremiah Jeffries is about to get involved.
Jeremiah Jeffries is definitely
getting involved. Bro, I'm threatening you. Consider
well,
it like,
does Mike even know what's happening today? Bro, should we say anything that's happening? You can't talk about the cameras. You can't talk about anything.
Yeah, there's a massive wrestling match. A highly anticipated professional wrestling match. We put a wrestling ring in my brother's backyard.
Yep.
Between two of the most famous wrestlers here in Puerto Rico, some local Puerto Rican professional wrestlers.
Truly legendary guy, so talented as well.
Celebrity guest referee, Oliver Tree. One's wearing blue, one's wearing pink. Who will win?
We don't know, though. We like we said, it's a sex party, right?
Yes.
You said that.
I said baby sex party. But sex party will do. But
no dude.
Gender.
We Oliver, we do have to go. The party starts in 12.
Oh, wait,
40
but
minutes.
We didn't even get to talk about Antarctica, man. I made it.
Oh, you did end up going?
Yeah.
You did end up going?
I went there,
you
bro.
You
I beat
to...
you to it, you dumb
I know,
bastard.
I know. You know.
It was the greatest thing of all time. The best. I stayed there for multiple months. I didn't even want to leave. 2.5 months.
Cold?
Bro, I jumped in the fucking water.
That's
I did
wild.
The polar plunge while it was snowing.
Whoa.
It was the greatest experience of my entire life. The
Whoa.
Most exhilarating. And I played 3 DJ sets. I'm a DJ now.
How many people
so,
in the crowd?
There was like 10. 10 or 11. But I have lots of fans out there, bro. The whole boat
penguins?
Loved me.
Penguins?
Scientists?
Okay, so saw like maybe 10,000 penguins. There would be 3 different types.
Emperor?
On one. Emperor for sure. Chinstrap.
Chinstrap?
All on one big piece of block of ice, bro. Like, you would see them all intermingling, which is very rare. The species tend to keep to themselves. But I was studying all the animals. We saw so much orca whales breaching, bro. The three at a time. I made the greatest documentary of all time. And I was on these archaeological digs where I was going. I was brought out for entertainment as a DJ.
Do you want to continue telling your story and then we'll go to the party? And Caleb,
I'm just feeling a little disrespect.
If you don't mind, you can hang back with Caleb. You guys just wrap up the show.
Don't leave me here. Let me just say the last thing.
You can. I'm just gonna be in the other room.
I'm going.
All right.
I'm going back. Me and Steve Aoki are gonna play there.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulse. All right. Would you mind signing off for us?
No, I don't. I don't think that's a good idea. Logan, I want you to join me, man. I'm bringing the whole band out there. Logan, please. Mike, please. I'm sorry about what I said. At Office Max, Mike. Logan. Guys. Oh, fuck, man. There's hair everywhere. All right, you guys. Finally the moment you've been waiting for. These dumb bastards are gone. And it's the Oliver Tree Show. Thank you guys for watching. Shout out to Logan and Nina. Congrats on the big baby, the bun in the oven. We're not sure who the father is. Yet. The DNA case will be returned soon, but I did talk to the doctor and everybody is left now so I can say the gender. It is,
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.